This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that thing a lot of people are doing now, taking pictures of their food when they go out to eat and then posting those pictures online? Well, two things about that. One, there's an app for it. It's called Food Spotting. And two, there seems to be some money in it, too. The reservations website OpenTable said today it's going to buy Food Spotting for $10 million, which is, honestly, a lot of money for pictures of food. Amateur pictures at that. Sally Herships has more.
This is radio, so I can't show you pictures. And I think we're okay without them. But OpenTable must feel differently.
$10 million does seem like a stretch.
RJ Hadavi is an analyst with Morningstar. He says Food Spotting was just funded with $3 million a couple of years ago. Now OpenTable is paying three times that. So what is the company hoping to get? To start, Food Spotting's 3 million users.
So wait a second, 3 million users, $10 million, that's like $3 a user?
That sounds right.
Hadavi says if OpenTable can turn those food photographers into reservation makers, it could be valuable. Then there are the pictures themselves. David Bell, a marketing professor at Wharton, says even though we think of them as random photos, to OpenTable, they provide a new source of marketing data. Bell says it's better to capture consumers in the wild than quiz them later with a survey. Diners get something, too. Ananda Ghosh teaches social media and digital marketing at NYU Stern School of Business. He says there are two pluses to food pictures.
Part of it is that it's more information from a source that I'm more likely to trust, which is basically just another user like me.
Ghosh says, as consumers, we trust photos from each other more than those from restaurants. Finally, he says, as we get bombarded with more and more media, like when we're just trying to pick a restaurant, a photo can let us skip 1,000 words. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.